The announced troop cut was widely anticipated and will leave about 10,000 NATO forces in Kosovo, compared to up to 15,000 troops there at any given time. While NATO officials gave no specific timeline for the drawdown, Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer said it could take place by next January.
Zunächst will ich einmal sagen, dass ich ganz froh bin, nachdem die Eulex-Mission aufgewachsen ist im Kosovo.
In remarks to reporters, German Defense Minister Franz Josef Jung suggested security would be beefed up with the recent deployment of a European Union rule of law mission in Kosovo, or Eulex, and the expansion of Kosovo's own security force in the coming months. Kosovo declared its independence from Serbia last year, despite strong opposition from Belgrade and from Moscow. Some analysts suggest that the NATO troops in Kosovo could be redeployed to Afghanistan, where U.S. and NATO forces are battling a strong Taliban insurgency. Afghanistan was also on the agenda during the Brussels meeting. The first of some 21,000 additional American troops are beginning to arrive there ahead of presidential elections in August. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
There is a general feeling, I think I could say, that we, with all these additional troops and all these additional efforts that everybody is making to get to the elections in Afghanistan, have a free and fair election, and then see if over the next months we can begin to shift the momentum.
During the next year, Gates said, it will be critical to show that progress is being made in the war in Afghanistan. Otherwise, he said, patience for the mission in the United States and in other NATO countries could wear thin. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.